Local Content Podcast, your go-to source for content creation, strategy, and business inspiration. I'm your host, Mel Daniels, content strategist, coach, and speaker, empowering women across the globe to grow their business with powerful content that connects, nurtures, and converts. So if you're ready to create standout content that gets you noticed and remembered, or build an aligned audience who love you and are ready to buy from you, you're in the right place. I believe that content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. Listen in for genuine and insightful chats with guests, as well as practical tools and strategies from me. It's so lovely to have you here. Let's dive into the show. I acknowledge the Wangal people of the Eora Nation as the traditional custodians of the country that I am recording from today. I recognise their continuing connection to the land and waters. I pay my respects to elders past and present and extend that respect to all First Nation people listening today. Welcome to episode 106 of the Powerful Content Podcast. Now, before I dive into today's episode, which is going to be a great one, all about visibility and being an introvert, I wanted to finally let you know that my brand new book, The Power of Content, goes on pre-sale next Monday. So that's Monday, the 18th of March, 2024. Finally, oh my goodness, it's been such a long journey to get to this point. And I'm really happy that you'll be able to finally purchase your own copy. So whether that's an ebook or a print version of The Power of Content. Now, my beautiful Kickstarter backers already have their copy. So make sure you head on down to the show notes to find the link where you can pre-purchase it. I think that probably the best part of this book is not just the fact that I think it's a great resource in and of itself, but I've also created a super, super comprehensive digital package that complements the book perfectly. So it contains downloads, trainings, videos, workbooks that will help you take action. As you know, I'm all about the action taking, not just the learning. I don't want this book to be another shiny object sitting on your shelf. I want you to create momentum from your learning. So look out for that when you purchase either the ebook or the print book. Now, let's get into today's episode. I thought it would be a good idea to tackle a myth this week that I hear over and over again in my audience. And it's something that I believed as well. And that is that you need to be an extrovert in order to be visible. That being an introvert automatically equals less visibility and that is a bad thing. Well, you know, I love to bust a myth. Right off the bat, I want to say that I'm living proof that you don't have to be an extrovert to be visible. I love connecting with people, but I'm no extrovert. I'm not out there. I need to hibernate for a while to regain my energy after being around people too long, but I still continue to try and increase my visibility through various different strategies that suit the way I love to deliver content. So if it's not your personality type that determines whether you become visible or not, then what's the secret ingredient? Well, my friend, we'll dive into this shortly. But first, I think we need to have a bit of a heart-to-heart about the concept of visibility, what it is and what it isn't. We are constantly told over and over again to be more visible, that we need to get more visible. But what is that and what does it actually mean? I know that for purpose-led entrepreneurs like yourself, visibility can be a loaded word simply because your natural state, like mine, is to want to serve, to be there with your client, to make the world a better place and support the people in it using your beautiful gifts. It's not about us, it's about the greater good. So when you're told that increasing visibility means making yourself, your brand, or your content more noticeable and accessible to your target audience, that it involves taking these big, bold, active steps to ensure that you are seen and heard by the people you want to reach, then this can tend to feel a little bit daunting. Am I right? It feels like it's more about putting yourself in the spotlight rather than helping the greater good, which is what we're all about. But do you know what the dictionary meaning of visibility is? It's simply this: the fact or state of being easy to see. The fact or state of being easy to see. When we look at visibility through this simple lens, then I think it's a far more desired outcome for you to want to achieve. Visibility doesn't mean being everywhere, doing everything and saying, look at me. It doesn't mean putting yourself in situations where you feel uncomfortable. It doesn't mean being loud or brash or controversial with your content or message. It's just about making it easy for your ideal client to find you and learn about you and what you do. So the real issue here is not how introverted or extroverted you are, but how easy you are making it for others to simply see you. Because sometimes I think we can make content complicated, or we try to be someone we think we need to be in order to be the one who stands out from the crowd and be seen. But practicing quiet content is just as effective, if not more effective, than this big, bold, and brash version of ourselves that we're constantly told that we need to be in order to be visible. Okay, so now we know this. How do we become visible and make it easy to be seen? I've got three super simple ways for you. The first is create powerful content and bring more you to the table. I talk about powerful content a lot. My podcast name refers to it. My new book title is The Power of Content. It's one of my main messages. That content has the power to connect us all. It's up to you how you use it. But let's just talk about what this actually means for a moment. When I use the word power, I'm not referring to, you know, steroid-inducing biceps that can crush out 50 curls in a minute. I'm not referring to the hustle mentality, nor is it about tapping into the masculine energy of being in control. What I simply want you to become aware of is the fact that just one piece of content can unite or divide a group of people. One piece of content can inspire two people to collaborate. One piece of content can go viral and reach hundreds of thousands of people. Content can educate, it can inspire, it can make you feel a certain emotion. So no matter what type of content you're creating this beautiful thread of commonality between people, potentially who have never interacted before and who could quite possibly live across the other side of the globe from each other. I think that's pretty mind-blowing, huh? If content can be this powerful, then you need to be mindful of how you use it. When you create it and use it with purpose, really mindful of the person who will be consuming it, and most importantly, creating it in a way that feels right for you, that's when your content becomes powerful. So it's not about the bulging biceps. It's about the awareness around creating it. I kind of have this funny analogy that I came up recently in a podcast episode when someone asked me, what does it mean? What does the power of content actually mean? And I took the analogy of going to the gym and lifting weights because I love to lift weights. We all have been in that situation or have seen a situation where there is a really huge man with really huge muscles that is prancing around the gym floor, getting ready to lift some heavy weights. And it's all about him. It's all about looking at him. It's all about what he can do. And it's about people watching him. When he goes to lift, he will probably make a lot of noise in lifting. But yeah, it's really about him and the attention that he can draw to himself. I take a really different approach to deadlifting. I take a moment, I breathe, I think about what I want to achieve at the end of it, the outcome I want to achieve, and then I will lift. I will lift with purpose. I will make sure that my body is in the right position, that my mind is well prepared, and that is when I will lift. I might make a bit of a noise when I lift because I might be a little bit shocked at the weight. But generally speaking, it's about being inwards. It's about being quiet and it's about being purposeful. And that's really the difference between putting content out there and putting powerful content out there. So powerful content is also about how you choose to use it. When there's strategy, when there's thought and purpose, the outcome is going to be very different from just throwing it out there and seeing what happens. You have the choice to become a powerful content creator. And when you choose to embrace this challenge, you're thinking about your content from the following three different viewpoints, which I talk about in The Power of Content as well. You can use it for good versus evil. You can use it for purpose versus noise, or you can use it for impact versus being ego-led. So good versus evil. Let's start with this one. Do you choose to use your content to give an accurate version of the world, or are you perpetuating unrealistic perspectives of the world and your life? This doesn't mean you have to involve bearing your life and soul to the world, but it does ask you to stop for a moment and think about how the people consuming your content will interpret the intent of your message. The second is purpose versus noise. With the increasing usage of artificial intelligence, AI, to create content, this is a particularly important consideration. Do you choose to create and publish content with a distinct purpose, one that leads the consumer on a journey with you, or are you creating simply for the sake of it? It's hard. I understand it's hard to let go of the constant shoulds you're told from every single expert out there. But when you stop to consider why you're choosing to put a piece of content into the world, it'll help you weigh up whether you're simply adding to the noise of a busy, cluttered online space or whether there is purpose and intent behind it. And the last perspective of powerful content is impact versus ego-led. Now, I see this time and time again with online content. People choose to chase the likes rather than choose the impact. Is your content cultivated with your ideal client in mind, helping them see the possibilities that you create in their life? Or are you fueling the need of promoting yourself in a way that simply gives you that self-gratification? When you own this story that you need to show up and embrace who you are right now in all your imperfections and glory, and that you have a choice when it comes to creating powerful content, that's when things will shift. You'll see more connection with your audience, you'll embrace your uniqueness and use it to your advantage, and most importantly, content creation is going to be so much easier for you. So that's my first point. To become more visible and make it easy to be seen, whether you're an introvert or an extrovert, whatever label you put on yourself, the first thing is to create powerful content and bring more you to the table. Okay, so the second thing is having a message that matters. And I've spoken about a message that matters in quite a few recent episodes. You can even go back to my last solo episode, number 104, and I'll pop the links in the show notes for the other episodes. But I cannot stress how much a message that matters can differentiate you from the rest of the market and make it easier for you to be seen and be visible. I cannot stress it enough. It's not enough to have a magnetic message, one that attracts all the people. You need to have one that matters, that speaks to the heart of who you are as a purpose-led entrepreneur and connects to the soul of your ideal client. It's easy to see and identify with someone if you know that they're on the same wavelength as you, if they value the same things as you, and they speak about what they do with such a passion that has a valid reasoning behind it. I know that I'd never work with or follow anyone on socials who wasn't inclusive in their content or their approach to life. I know that I'd never work with or follow anyone who promoted a hustle mentality and approach to business and life. That's because I'm very clear on my own values and core beliefs, and I'm interpreting their message through that lens. So someone who is visible makes it easy for me to see what they're like and whether they're someone I want to work with or not. And the last way we can make it easy for people to see us and hear us is be more consistent. Oh, I know this is a little bit of a boring one for you, but consistency is about having a framework that supports you to produce content in a way that feels easy for you, not for anyone else, but for you. Now, if content is the way we take our ideal client from not knowing anything about us all the way through to becoming that raving paying fan, then content is such a powerful tool we have at our disposal. We're moving them through this journey with us solely with our content. It's how they connect with us. It's how they get on our email list. It's how we nurture them and how they finally understand that purchasing from us will help solve their problem. So if you're my ideal client in, say, the beginning, in that connect phase of the client journey, and you come across this podcast and you think, wow, yes, I really love Mel's message and the way she talks about content and I'm here and I'm creating episodes every week for you, and you're getting a good feel of who I am and what I stand for because I'm here every single week and I produce and publish an episode for you every single week. But then I disappear for a few weeks. Then what do you think is going to happen? It's going to be really hard for you to pick up where you left off with me. So instead of being ready to perhaps go on the next phase of the client journey and join my email list, our relationship has gone back to the very beginning because you need to get used to me and trust me all over again and believe that I'm going to deliver what I say I'm going to deliver. So the question becomes that if you know that visibility gets you clients and consistency is how I make it easy for my audience to see me, how can I support myself to be more consistent? Now, I know that many people think that there's no way that they could be consistent, as they like to create when they're in the flow or they just don't have time. The best way to be consistent is creating that framework that suits your personality and style. And if you don't know what your content creator archetype is, make sure that you go and take the quiz. I'll pop the link in the show notes. But the best way to be consistent, no matter what your personality and style is, making sure that you are prepared, that you have a plan, you produce the content, and you have a process around it. So being prepared is knowing all the things you could talk about. And I usually walk my clients and members of the Content Effect through a mind map exercise that gets all of those ideas out of your head. The second is having that plan. So it's turning all of those ideas into powerful content that leads your ideal client on a journey. The third step is the producing side of things. So it's actually creating the content, working from our core content first. So that's our blog, podcast, or video before we think about creating our social media and email marketing. And having a process. So knowing all the moving parts, which not only makes sure that you don't miss a step, but helps you outsource as well. And I am actually going through this right now with this podcast, understanding all of the different pieces that happen when I'm producing that podcast, understanding all of the steps so that my team members can get really clear on what is expected of them and understand the actual steps that they need to take in order to get this podcast out into the world. I talk about this consistency framework in episodes 36, 46, 62. I talk about it a lot, so I'll pop the link in the show notes. If you want to go find out more about being consistent, it's also, funnily enough, in my book, so make sure you purchase that to find out more too. Okay, so by creating purposeful, powerful content, having a message that matters and being more consistent will help increase our visibility. But how do we do this on a practical level? Luckily, I have a few tips for you. The first one is make sure that you have at least one piece of bingeable content. Most people I know do content back to front. Let me know if this is you. You're likely trying to start with creating social media first, but struggle for ideas and waste so much time thinking about what to create that it starts to become a chore, something that you loathe doing. Starting with that one piece of bingeable content, that blog, podcast, or video, and let it flow from there. You can go back to episode 10, The Power of Reimagination, to understand how this works. Knowing your bingeable content first not only saves you a bunch of time, but also positions you as a knowledgeable expert. If this podcast episode is the first you've ever listened to, then welcome. But hopefully it'll set you on a path of listening to the back catalogue of episodes until you're so in tune with my message that matters that you will want to work with me somehow, or perhaps at least purchase my book. So that's my first practical tip to make it easy to be seen. And that is to have that bingeable piece of content first and promote it everywhere and then reimagine the heck out of it. The second thing is to build your email list and communicate to your subscribers regularly. Episodes 52 and 93 will help you with email marketing if you want to know more about how to approach it in a way that feels aligned for you. But once again, if you want to make it easy to be seen, regular, heartfelt communication is the key. And with social media reach at the mercy of the various algorithms, then why not tap into the power of email marketing? The third way is to choose a social media platform and do it well. So many times I see the efforts of a roller coaster poster. And it's scary. This is someone who goes all in on all of the platforms, posting all of the time, and then disappears for weeks, months on end. simply because it's been too much and they feel burnt out from all of the posting on social media. You don't need to do hashtag all the things. Life and business flows so much more when you're considerate of your time, energy, and resources. Choosing one platform and doing it really, really well and consistently is going to be much better than doing many platforms at an average level. And if you want more help on being more consistent, go back to those four P's. Be prepared, have a plan, produce the content, and then have a process around it. Next, I want you to know your core beliefs and talk about them a lot. It's so easy to be seen when you know exactly what you stand for personally and what you don't stand for. I'm not talking about being controversial or saying things that upset other people, which I know you wouldn't do because you're not that type of person. But what I'm talking about here is the ability to stand out with a message that matters based on your core beliefs. You'll make it easy to be seen, connect with, and identify with if you talk about your core beliefs 10 times more than what you're doing right now. I go into core beliefs and how they fit into your message that matters in the power of content. But the fifth way that you can make it easy to be seen is to put yourself in front of other people's audiences with valuable content via collaborations. This could be in the form of going live together, creating a video series, and getting your guests to promote it on their audience. It could be a reciprocal arrangement for promotion. It's easy to be seen if you're giving new people the opportunity to find you. And lastly, I think guest speaking is a great way to become more visible. Not only are you putting yourself in front of new people, like with collaborations, but you're showing your audience that other people value what you say enough to have you on their podcast, in their membership, or at their networking event. Okay, I feel like we've covered a lot in today's episode, so let's do a super quick recap. Visibility is how easy we are to see when we create powerful content. When we have a message that matters and become more consistent, these are all things that make it so much easier for our audience to see us. And some practical ways that you can implement these into your business are to have that one bingeable piece of content, to build your email list, forget about doing hashtag all the things, and narrow your focus until you're confident. Know your core beliefs and collaborate, as well as offer to be a guest speaker. If you've resonated with any part of the episode today, then I'd love for you to learn more about my message that matters through my book, The Power of Content. It goes on pre-sale, like I said, on Monday, and it's officially released into the world on my 49th birthday. The link is in the show notes. And don't forget, you can download your digital resources immediately after you purchase the book. Talk soon. Thanks so much for listening. That's it for another week. To get more powerful content in your life, make sure you're following along on socials. My handle is @meldbusiness. And just in case you're wondering, the groovy music for this podcast was created by Just Here on SoundCloud. I'd also be super grateful if you took a moment to rate and review this podcast so more amazing women like you can experience the power of content. And if you're like, "Hell, Mel, stop talking. I'm ready to work with you now," here's how we can work some powerful content magic together. Firstly, come and join the Content Effect, my membership inspiring women with service-based businesses to ditch the content chaos and start creating standout content that gets you noticed and makes sales. You can join us by using the link in the show notes or just Google the Content Effect. The second way we can work together is via my one-on-one packages. We can create a sustainable content strategy or start to build out your client journey. It's up to you. Hop on over to meldbusinessservices.com.au/services to find out more. Until next time, have a beautiful week and embrace the power of your content.